Well, tomorrow, for the 30th year, it is McHappy Day here in the Upper Hunter. And joining us to have a chat about it from Ronald McDonald House, Northern New South Wales, is Ross Bingham. Ross, how are you doing, mate?
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely looking forward to it.
I don't doubt it. You've been involved in a few McHappy Days, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes, started 25 years ago, so I've been involved with at least 25, certainly, and it does raise a lot of money for Ronald McDonald House.
Well, for those that don't know, how does Ronald McDonald House help?
Yeah, so Ronald McDonald House is there to support families while their child's in hospital. We have a number of programs that run Ronald McDonald Houses around the country in every children's hospital. And for the Northern New South Wales region, we have them at one at John Hunter Children's Hospital here in Newcastle, and also up at Tamworth Base Hospital. A family retreat at Foster that gives families a holiday for a week at no charge, a learning program that supports kids if they get behind in their schooling, and family rooms inside of John Hunter Children's Hospital and Gosford Hospital. So the money that's raised on McHappy Day supports all of those programs and ensures that we give those families with sick children the best care that we can.
Ross, you and I have spoken before, and you have mentioned previously, and I'd love you to tell us about it again, the fact that a young fellow from Muswellbrook, you first came across him when you started, and you've seen him grow up to be a man.
That's right, yes. You've got a young fellow up your way who came into Ronald McDonald House, Newcastle, back in when he was like 2 years of age, and now he's 30. He's been involved, their family had been involved in the Ronald McDonald House right across that time. Firstly, as a child with the young fellow as a patient, Ben. He's now growing up into a fine young lad. You know, the family certainly still has some challenges. They have six kids altogether, so they're very busy. But to see Ben improve over those years right through to now. In fact, we had our ball about 2 weeks ago, and Ben and his family all came to the ball. His mum spoke about the benefit of keeping the family close during that whole time. So, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, we all do jobs and we find rewards within that job. But to be able to see a youngster who is, you know, really starting behind the eight ball, if you will, through no fault of their own, to be able to succeed and grow, you must truly enjoy that.
Oh, it is amazing, and I've met many families over the years. And I guess one of my greatest joys is when one of those young patients has grown up and now he drives himself or she drives herself, and they want to drop into our Ronald McDonald House there at the hospital and just catch up and say g'day. And remember me from back, you know, when I was like 5 and 6 years old, and I loved Ronald McDonald House, and so I just wanted to come back and see how things have changed, you know. It's a real privilege to be a part of helping families through these very, very difficult times.
So if we wanted to be a part and help in our own small way tomorrow for McHappy Day, what do we do?
Yes, so all of the McDonald's restaurants around Australia will be donating $2 from every Big Mac that you purchase out there tomorrow. Also, or you can buy silly socks. They're $5 to $5, which is a great value for some really fun socks, kid sizes and adult sizes, $5, or by a helping hand for $2, $10 or $50. And all of that money will go towards supporting the Ronald McDonald Houses around Australia, including our houses in this Northern New South Wales region, and making a real difference for families. So especially buy those Big Macs, because $2 from every Big Mac sold will be donated to Ronald McDonald House charities.
Oh, Ross, I'm going to head over tomorrow, make a point of taking care of a couple of Big Macs just to do my bit for you, mate.
Yes, thanks very much. It's going to be a bit different. Normally there's lots of different things happening, but obviously with COVID,
yeah,
and it's all running through drive-through, so it's a little bit different to the normal year, but you can be sure still that the money raised is going to make a real difference.
From one of the truly great causes, Ronald McDonald House, Ross Bingham, thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for joining us again on 2NM, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.